I'm with Graham Rowat from Burns Rowat Photography, and he's just given a very interesting talk here in Teesside about the importance of LinkedIn profiles. And I was wondering if you could just share with us, Graham, why is LinkedIn important? Why should we care about what we put there?
As far as photographers are concerned, I mean, I think LinkedIn is just a professional tool for social media in terms of people presenting their businesses and their profiles. But as photographers, it's one of the things that we notice most is the fact that the quality of the image is the thing that people most catch on to. We are all visual people. We all look at pictures. We all look at people's faces. That's how we recognise people. That's how we make judgments every day about the things that we're going to value, the things we're going to read, the things we're going to buy. And sometimes people overlook the fact that LinkedIn and the image that's at the top of LinkedIn is actually the first thing that people see, whether it's an HR company reviewing a profile for recruitment, or a company looking at new employees, or possibly looking at people who are making pitches and bids and tenders.
So what are the things that people do wrong?
I think they overlook the value and importance of it. In simple terms, it's not necessarily the place to put your holiday snaps, pictures of your Christmas party, things like that. It's a professional tool like any other, and you need to give it the same respect that you would give your website, your blog, any other thing that you would use to promote yourself.
Okay. And what's your sort of top tip? What do you think people should think about when they sign up for LinkedIn?
I think they need to think about the quality of the image. They need to be very careful of the image they choose, what it says about them, the language that it presents visually in terms of them and the image that they want to create. And it doesn't matter whether it's a professional photographer that's taken it or it's something that they've generated themselves. It's the quality of it and the way in which it presents their brand.
And what do you think is the least professional thing you've ever seen?
I've just shown you a picture of a guy asleep in a chair and the owner and manager of a large website development company. Now, I don't know what you think, but I tend to think I'm not sure that somebody who falls asleep so easily is somebody I want to trust.
That's great, Graham. Thank you very much.